Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have a story from a white woman's memoir. And here is why I can laugh at a traffic stop. Last Wednesday, I got pulled over for making an illegal U-turn. As I drove away after, ticketless, I laughed at myself. I also reminded myself that I have the privilege of laughing after a traffic stop because I'm a white woman. It was after dark. I was driving from Bothell back to Seattle, taking the 26.7-mile route because it's without tolls, and I was nearly out of gas, but some contrary feeling of fullness and sufficiency let me drive past the Kirkland exits, the Bellevue exits, and onto I-90 heading towards Mercer Island with one eye on the idiot light next to the gas gauge that turned off when I went uphill and turned back on again when I went downhill. Being more familiar with Mercer Island than with Kirkland or Bellevue, I got off the interstate and drove towards downtown, for lack of a better word. Mercer Island hides its conveniences well, so I didn't see the Chevron station down one block to the right until I was in the intersection too far to make a right-hand turn. An assumption that I could continue to a subsequent right turn and around the block led me several blocks along a street that curved with false promise to the right, but had no cross streets. Affronted and wasting gas driving around the confusing northern end of Mercer Island, I seemed headed through a stop sign towards an entrance only back onto the interstate. So at the stop sign, I made a U-turn of dubious legality, which I actually knew to be of no legality. And before I'd even finished this dubious U-turn, I saw the multiple bright twinkles of blue and red lights. The vehicle is SUV huge and brand new and dark, and gleaming in the lights of the light bar are made up of double rows of smaller lights that are all as bright as any one of them should be. A white male police officer about my age with white gray hair that would have been blonde in his younger years wished me a good evening, ma'am, and told me gravely and courteously that this stop is being video and audio recorded, and he pulled me over for my turn, and could I tell him about it? Yeah, I replied. I was trying to get to the I'm not familiar with this area, but I was driving along back there, I saw, and I was trying to get to the gas station over there, but I couldn't find a cross street, and I didn't see the, or that there wasn't, and I didn't know what else to do. This is the kind of broken phrasing and fluttering shit that as a white woman I can do very well and get away with while covering for the fact that I didn't notice whether there was a sign at the stop sign saying, "No U-turn from this lane, you stupid low-class Seattleite with the dirty 26-year-old Camry." Gravely and courteously, the officer asked me for my driver's license and registration, and held my driver's license while waiting through my dismay that maybe my current registration had gotten stolen after all when my car was broken into before pointing to a different date from the one I was looking at and saying, "This is the current registration, ma'am." Feeling silly but not diminished, I handed him the 2/3 sheet of green tinted paper with official seals and owner name and date of expiration that indeed was in the future. "And your proof of insurance?" he said, as though reminding me of something he'd asked for before, except he hadn't, sending me leafing through the papers from my glove box again to realize I don't have one of those little cards that's proof of insurance, but just a printout from my insurance company's website that I thought would suffice, but I wasn't sure because, as I told Officer Grave and Courteous, I don't have my reading glasses. He looked over the printout and said, "This is a receipt showing you paid a bill." "Oh, shit. I believe you." "Oh, thank God. But this doesn't show an expiration date." I was getting a ticket for sure. All the while I was observing him, me, my actions, his actions, my state of mind, what I was saying, my inner observer not minding the idiocy in front of an officer who probably had a good laugh with his buddies back at the precinct at the end of the shift, Or else he winked at the officer in a second car that came by, but continued. This white, middle-aged woman, too harmless to require backup for Officer Grave and Courteous, who was probably my age and would be handsome and sexy under other circumstances. He went back to his patrol car and was there long enough for me to realize how thirsty I was and gingerly get my water bottle out of my gym bag and take a drink. He returned to me gravely and courteously that next time, that is, if you ever find yourself here again, you can go up to that intersection, turn right, and that street will take you back to the Chevron station, thereby showing me I was wrong in thinking it was a freeway entrance only. But since my U-turn had pointed me the wrong way for that, he ended up by saying that if I followed the road back around the false promising curve to the first stoplight and turned left, I'd find the gas station and wished me good evening. I drove away from Officer Grave and Courteous and Handsome and Sexy, and after following the curve back at under the speed limit and waiting correctly for the red light, I did indeed find the gas station and filled my gas tank, and cleaned my windows, and head and tail lights, and thought of whether he might drive by the gas station to see if I did really need gas for my car, or was I making it all up. This is the kind of event I can write about lyrically and with long run-on sentences, and be able to laugh at myself about because I am white and a woman, and if I take my lostness and bewilderment and magnify it, I can drive away from a traffic stop without a ticket for an illegal U-turn and no acceptable proof of insurance. This is the kind of event that a person of color would have to handle much differently were they to drive away as free and unscathed as I did. This is the kind of event I don't need to fear and have never had to fear, so that I could think that nobody needs to fear if I hadn't attracted to myself ample evidence to the contrary, without impugning the honorability of the handsome and sexy under other circumstances Officer Grave and Courteous. I can say that he might have been Officer Suspicious and Disbelieving were I my mother-in-law or sister-in-law or any other woman in my husband's family or any one of the women of color I know. They wouldn't write so lyrically about such a traffic stop. They wouldn't have the luxury of driving away laughing, even if only at themselves. And here is my Does This Happen to You? Moment of the week. After my teeth cleaning at the dentist, I unpacked my dental goodie bag at home. Toothbrush, still in wrapper, goes in donation pile. I use only an electric brush. Toothpaste, floss, and picks go in the travel kit. I'm always packed to go. At the bottom of the bag is a paper cylinder in bright orange, fit in a paper sleeve. I'm mystified. It's numbered to 36, and each number is followed by smarmy sentences like, a secret can be okay, and you're habit-forming, and pizza. Well, pizza isn't a sentence, but you get the idea. What a weird thing to receive from your dentist. My dentist is a pretty fun guy, as the ceiling decoration in the hygienist area is a buxom woman hanging off a ladder from a helicopter holding a puppy. I don't get it, but it's interesting to gaze at while your teeth are being scoured and polished. I haul the object downstairs to Jack to ask him if he knows what it is. He does. It's a range wheel. A what? A range wheel. What? A decision wheel to help you decide what you want to do, only this is more of a toy. Oh. Well, yeah, the phrase you're habit-forming is not a helpful answer. Pizza is if you can't decide between sushi and pizza. I understand now, sort of. Hauling the device back upstairs, I search for decision wheel on the internet. Ah, now it makes sense. Not the gift, but the nature of the device. Decision wheels are an app for deciding by spinning the wheel. My gift doesn't spin. You push the top along with your finger. No random spin here at all. In iTunes and Google Play Store, decision wheels are classified as entertainment apps. I'm not entertained by my gift, but I find the search for the object's true identity vaguely amusing. I count myself lucky. Most of the goodie bag is useful and not freaky. My mother's dentist gave her a goodie bag with shampoo, hand lotion, and mouthwash. That is a little peculiar. If you enjoyed these stories, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening. And next week we'll have more Does This Happen to You? Moments.